Does it feel like the only way to sell is to do weird, sometimes creepy things that kind of put people off? Yeah, I've been there, which is exactly why I created Stay Close to the Money, a free resource that offers you 37 stupid easy ways to grow your revenue without being salesy, sleazy, or questionably moral. This free guide is available on my website and in the links in the show notes, so make sure you go download it so that you can start making more money today.
Welcome back to the newest episode of Strategy Snacks. I'm your host, Frenchie Ferenzi, and I'm a growth strategist and thought partner who will help you learn important business growth lessons the easier way. Get them hand-delivered in these short, easy-to-action segments. Let's dive in.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Strategy Snacks. I am so excited today because we are joined by a Business Genius Bootcamp alum, Sonia Louise, who is a holistic success coach who does really, really important and amazing work helping people fuel their ambition, take care of their bodies and themselves, and is going to explain all of that even better than I ever could. So, Sonia, I'm going to hand it over to you to please tell everyone, who are you, what do you do, how do you help people, and all those good things.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me, Frenchie. I'm Sonia Louise. I help women with chronic illness pursue ambitious goals without compromising their health. So I sum that up by calling myself a holistic success coach.
I love that. And one of the things I've loved about you since I first met you was just like how clear and specific you are and how, I mean, and on top of that, not only are you clear and specific, but you also actually have an impact on those people that you are specifically, you know, supporting and helping. And I think that's also huge because not everyone can say that, right? Not everyone can actually own the benefits and impact that they have. So just because I want everyone to even know you a little bit more, before I dive into my questions, tell me a little bit about, you know, what does it look like when you are working with people and helping people, right? How do you really help them find that ambition, but also take care of themselves and their physical well-being and their holistic well-being?
Yeah, thanks. That's a great question. So a lot of my work is one-on-one because it is highly personalized. And even to women with the same diagnosis, it can show up very differently, both in their bodies and in their psyche. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my work is one-on-one coaching. I have added a group coaching component to my program as of last year, because mm-hmm. I found it was helpful to know that you're not alone, that there's a community of other women that are on this journey. And even though every woman's journey is unique, there are shared struggles, shared challenges, and then creating the shared space for celebrating too at the same time. And then this year in January, with the launch of my next program, I'm including some group teaching components because I found there are some principles that are helpful to lay a foundation for our work together so that the coaching container can stay like in the purity and the power of coaching, but mm-hmm. still having the benefit of the principles that I can share that I teach. So that's what it is.
That's awesome. And I think like what you said about, you know, no, even two people with the same diagnosis can have two really different experiences, both physically and in their psyche, is just one, so important that I want to repeat it too. Like I think about things in the same way with people's businesses, right? Like sometimes there's similar challenges in two businesses and how we solve it looks different. And we need to kind of like dig into that to figure out what that is. And I, you know, when I think about just like, you know, a patient at a doctor's office or in a hospital or whatever, like you get your diagnosis and you suddenly just become like another statistic, case study in a book. And it's like, you know, I think the fact that you bring that personalized component where you're really getting to know the person and helping them find what works for them and pathways to help them is just so game changing because it's not something that you can really find in the like, quote unquote, like traditional medical world.
Yes, absolutely. And the fact that we take a holistic approach, mm-hmm. meaning if you come to me because you want to see improvement in your knowing that you're living your purpose and your calling. Yeah. Well, we might actually end up focusing on relationships, right? Or right. I've had someone come to me because they wanted to make a career shift, but what they were really looking for was influence and impact. And so understanding that we're connected to everything and that everything that is surrounding us plays a role, and then looking through that holistic lens, it's important mm-hmm. to get that personalized attention to really dig into what's the, I like to think of it like a lever. You know, you have a whole system and finding the right lever so that way we can apply minimal effort for maximum results.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Okay. So now that we got to hear more about that, thank you. And I want to hear more about you and your business journey, because I think one of the things I love about having guests who do your kind of work or just like different work than mine on this podcast is really just that, you know, we're all business owners and we all approach it differently. And so I really like to hear about everyone's business journey. So when you think about your own business, what has been kind of like your favorite business win or celebration or moment that really just felt like big to you?
I don't know that it was a moment, but what feels big to me is this idea that I can create a business as a vehicle for self-actualization, mm-hmm. that I have come here. I have gifts. I have talents that are unique to me. I have a journey that's unique to me. I want to make my contribution, my highest contribution to the world. And that I felt no matter what role I was playing, regardless of what company it was in, that I was underutilized, underactualized, and unfulfilled. Mm-hmm. And so when it occurred to me that building a business was not just about having a values aligned prosperity, you know, something that I could lean into my values and I could create something that was aligned with my core values and my passions, but that my business could serve as a vehicle for self-actualization, that like it could call forth the highest version of myself and bring forth my greatest gifts and talents, like that feels the big win mm-hmm. to me.
Yeah. That is the big win, right? And like, you know, I think the win within the win there is also that you found the thing that does feel like that does drive that feeling of self-actualization. Because I've met other business owners who feel like they just wanted to start their own thing, but they still don't feel that sense of fulfillment and wholeness in the work that they do.
Yes, absolutely. So of course, that's the big win.
Yeah, exactly. What more? Okay. So on the flip side of that, what has been kind of one of the harder business lessons that you've had to learn along the way?
Well, for me, because I also struggle with chronic illness, Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune disorder, for over 30 years. And then in 2022, I developed long COVID and still struggle with those symptoms. So one of the hardest lessons for me business-wise, and this can be applied to everyone, right? Like my journey isn't going to look like anyone else's. Mm-hmm. But for me, there's a lot of advice in the business world. And of course, I truly believe that we invest in ourselves. So especially when we're the product of our business. But having to learn that I have to take that advice and I have to feed it through the lens of my own challenges. Mm-hmm. And there aren't a lot of voices out there that are skilled in working with women with chronic illness. And mm-hmm. so learning that I can't just plow through
right.
with a strategy that works for other people, not that anybody really can, right? So this is a universal lesson. But for me, it's not just a matter of like, does it impact the bottom line? It's, you know, does it put me in bed for a week? You know, does it right. give me a migraine headache? You know, those kinds of things. So I really had to understand the pace of my business might mm-hmm. feel slower than I want it to, or I might need to take a modified approach. And mm-hmm. it's hard. I mean, comparisonitis is hard for all of us. Right. But for women with chronic illness, one of our pain points is like, I feel this impulse, like I feel so much in me that wants to like, that wants to give, that wants to do, that wants to, you know, I'm an ambitious woman. And yet, you know, my body has, you know, very wonderful limitations. And understanding that operating within them is actually a good thing. Yeah. And that my business can actually grow and flourish without that kind of push energy that often doesn't do us any good anyways. Right. But that was a hard lesson to learn.
Of course. You know, as you were talking, I like thought back to this moment when I was still working in corporate and startups, and I was like in therapy, in tears in the therapist's office being like, I just wish that I could be the type of person who could just get by on 4 hours of sleep a night. And she was like, why? And now I'm like I've gotten to a stage and I definitely like push through a lot. So I will, you know, but I also don't suffer from chronic illness, at least not yet, like fingers crossed. But, you know, at the time she was like, why? And now I'm like, okay, I know that if I don't sleep enough, I'm going to be a mess, and I can try to push through and then feel like more and more frustration, or I can not. And so, you know, it's different obviously than, you know, certain like living with chronic illness or that sort of thing. But this idea that we need to like almost like overcome whatever limitations our body is telling us is really, really hard. And I definitely feel like it's lifelong. Would you agree it's like a lifelong challenge, or do you think
it can be up until the point when it's not anymore. And part of the gift, and I can say on my own behalf, you know, chronic illness has been a gift for me. Part of the gift has been amassing evidence that it can be done, and it can be done in a way that honors my body, not just honors my illness, but honors my body as a whole, honors my spirit as a whole, honors my desire as a whole, honors my life holistically. That can flourish, like it can happen. We tend to think that the worst case scenario is going to happen if we're not the ones behind, you know, steering the train. But over time, when there's been opportunities to test that theory,
you're right.
You're able to gather enough evidence that you start to have a second voice in the head that says, oh, wait a minute. Like you've said that before. I know that it doesn't actually work that way, and I'm less inclined to listen to you, but I've got a gift for you. Hey, how about you hop the fence, come over to our side, support what we're doing over here. So
I love it. Okay. And so last but not least, what is one strategy snack or business tip that you want to share with our listeners today?
Okay. So I thought about this. And there's so many, right?
Thank you.
But I feel like the one, and really thinking about your audience, I think the one thing I would love to impart is this idea that the minds, the intellect, like we're really smart, capable, conscious women, right? So we tend to really value information coming from the intelligence. Mm-hmm. And so the strategy snack is there's intelligence that doesn't come from just the mind. There's information that comes from other places that we can both access and learn to value. So, you know, information from the heart, information from the gut, information for our connection to collective consciousness, to spiritual guidance, that learning to access and value information from places other than our mind creates a holistic pathway to success and can actually speed us along the path and minimize the booby traps that we run into along the way.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like people listening are going to be like, okay, but how? Like, how do I listen? How do I go beyond the mind? Right. And obviously that's one, you know, work with Sonia. She'll help you get there. But two, like, what are some ways that you feel like are maybe some low hanging fruit or easier ways to kind of just take a minute to even just, I would say, gut check whatever is happening in the mind?
Well, gut check is a good one, right? There are some times when we just have a gut feeling. Mm-hmm. And what I like to do in my work with women is, can you remember a time when your gut was telling you something? It didn't make a lot of rational, logical sense, but there was just something in the gut that was like, this doesn't feel right. Or something in the gut that was like, this feels really right. And you couldn't really like analytically like prove that it was right or that it was wrong, but you just like had a knowing that, you know, you had a gut check.
Yeah.
And so if you can remember that and then use the breath to travel there. Mm-hmm. So I like to use the breath. So bringing your awareness down into the heart space, bringing breathing in and out of the heart. So that's how you can create like a heart connection, and you can check into your heart. And then bringing the breath and the awareness down into the gut. You can even put your hands on your gut and like checking in with the gut.
Right.
This is a really simple way to like place the awareness in different areas other than the mind. And just, you have to quiet yourself.
Right.
And just imagine that you're breathing in and out of that space. And then just, instead of trying to figure out the answer, listen to the answer. See if you can shift from a place of trying to figure something out to listening deeply to what your heart has to say, what your gut has to say, and moving into a space of listening rather than thinking. And that takes practice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Now, how can people learn more from you, get to know you better, find you, connect with you, all the things?
Awesome. Well, I do a weekly key mail that goes out to my audience. And I like to talk about it as like it unlocks things for you, just sort of like that. And you can reach me at sonia@dreamscapeshealingarts.com.
We will link everything in the show notes as well so that you can connect with Sonia. Sonia, thank you so much for being here today. Talk soon. And to everybody listening, make sure you connect with Sonia, and we'll be back with more Strategy Snacks soon. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Strategy Snacks. Head to the show notes for a full list of links and resources mentioned, and I'll be back next week with more bite-sized business advice.